met een vocal performer, dus we hebben ook bepaalde muziek en melodie die we erbij gaan maken en we gaan zaadjes roosteren.
Oké.
Ja, en dan gaan we die uitdelen aan het einde.
Ja, oké.
Okay. Ja.
Nou, ik ben benieuwd.
Ja.
Dat klinkt
leuk, hè?
Zaadjes roosteren.
Ja.
Dat maakt ook geluid natuurlijk.
Precies, inderdaad.
Ja.
Wat is dat eigenlijk?
Ja,
dus kom lekker kijken.
Ja, zeker.
Ja. Volgens mij heb ik je ontmoet bij onze workshop bij 2DA5.
Oh, dat zou kunnen.
Ja, bij onze solarpunk workshop.
Ah ja, te gek.
Ja.
Ik had jullie niet herkend.
Nee, is geen zorgen. Is oké.
Okay. Oh, wat leuk, man.
Ja, hè?
Oh ja, ik heb echt goede herinneringen aan. Zeg, wauw.
Nou, is gelukkig. Ja. Echt heel fijn.
Ja. Het zijn wel grappige opnames geworden ook.
Oh, nice.
Je kan
terugluisteren. Ja. Oh, radio. Ja.
Bah, Amsterdam. Bah.
Ja.
Bah, Amsterdam.
Nee, alles leuk.
Ja, er is ook een pagina. Bah. Er is ook een pagina. Gadverdamme.bah.amsterdam. Maar daar zoek ik nog een goede bestemming voor. Dus als je ideeën hebt...
Then we will find it. Oh, yeah, we need to find it.
Oké, goed luck. En tot zo dan. Nou, dus er gaat zo meteen gewoon solarpunk poëzie voorgedragen worden. Dat was... die mensen waren op de 2DH5 conferentie voor wereldversleutelaars. En die deden een workshop over solarpunk. En dat was heel erg leuk. En die gaan zo meteen poëzie voordragen om 3 uur.
zijn nacht. Ze zien die lichten, die waren gravatten, zijn ze deze nacht. Een Flipper is das, und halten Sie fast, das ist meine Stadt.
Hello. Welcome in. This week's chest is about a pose. It is this hand gesture that signifies the state between life and death, or maybe between sleep and wakefulness. And I want to try and transmit this pose to you over this, the radio. I will try and describe it in as many ways that I can. First, some sound. Thank you. And now I want to show you this image. It's this photograph of mostly stone carved, and I have this description of the image made by someone I adore, and I thought I could read this description out and you could draw along, and then maybe it will work as a kind of fax machine. First, you will need something to draw on and something to draw with. Say, a pencil and a piece of paper. So, I will play this next song to give you some time to find them.
Thank you.
Maybe now you have a piece of paper in front of you and something to draw with. First, you have to divide the paper into 8 boxes. To do this, draw 1 line horizontally across the whole page, and then 3 lines from top to bottom vertically, so that you end up with 4 boxes above the horizontal line and 4 boxes below. This is a description of the photograph I want to show you, divided into the same 8 boxes, with the contents of each box explained one at a time. The facts. Start up in the top right corner box. That's where the head and the left shoulder is. There is an air conditioning unit in the background and a reddish door open. The person has a worn down face, wearing a hood. They are made of stone, lying down on a rectangular box made of the same stone. We see only its corner. It could be sandstone or maybe limestone. We don't know. Now move 1 box down to the bottom right. Here you just see the floor and a little piece of the stone coffin box. You can see the floor is tiles, or stone tiles maybe. And then it also looks like an X on the floor, but you can only see half, a V. Now we go 1 box to the left, moving clockwise around the boxes. Here is a third floor tiles, and a third coffin, and a third stone robe filling the box. The stone robe is draped over the leg that you can't see, and on top of it all is the blade of the stone sword. 1 more box over to the left. Here there is a lion's face, and also half of the stone lion's body. Then you see 1 leg from the calf down, but you also see the front of it, and it's crossed over the other leg where you can only see the shin. There is a foot that looks like it's wearing sandals, and it has broken off toes, or maybe it's wearing stockings or socks. To say something more about the lion, its nose is broken off, and also the tip of its left front paw. The feet of the stone person are resting on the lion's body. Move 1 more box over to the left. Now we are at the bottom left corner box, and this is where we see the last part of the lion. its right hip and tail. And then behind the stone, we can see some pipes. Three pipes bending in 90 degrees, all of them spooning each other. And further back, you can see the most part of 8 stone tiles on the wall. Move up one box to the top left corner box. Here it both looks like the window frame of a window that we can't see, but it also has a bit of a dragon wing shape with the curves and the spikes. We see half of the box and also the wall stone tiles. Everything is in sand grey, beige tones. One box more to the right. Here we see mostly the wall stone tiles, and there is one a bit more dark, redder than the others. A little bit of 9 tiles, or the most part of 9 tiles in this box. Then you also see half of the knee and a little bit of the robe or the cape. One more box to the right, the final box. This is where you see most of the body, the stone body. This is the most important tile. This is where you get a sense of the whole body. You see the hands holding the top of the sword. The left hand grabbing the sheath and the right arm bent in front of the body to grab the top of the sword. The sword is sitting on the left hand side of the torso, and the hand is twisting, the wrist twisting, so the palm is curling upwards. The pinky finger closest to the face. Then you can also see a bit of the chest and the robe that covers the body and the knee. For our purposes, this hand gesture is the most important part.
Thank you.
this photograph that I faxed over to you before. It shows a pose that I first heard about from someone called Elizabeth Price. And I want to tell you a little more about it. Note that some of the following words I used to describe the pose I have gleaned from an email correspondence with Elizabeth Price. It is a pose, a bodily sign, found on medieval tomb sculptures. These sculptures are memorial effigies. The likeness of a person carved onto the lid of their own coffin. Many are lying down. Many are praying. Many have closed eyes. But the ones I am talking about, the ones that exhibit this particular pose, are more restless than this. They are referred to as animated memorial effigies, or sometimes cross-legged knights. They are memorial sculptures, so they are made to remember the dead, but they feature a kind of restless movement, some state in between sleeping and waking, death and life. Lots of them have these animated gestures with their arms and legs, a twist of the wrist turned upwards and crossed legs, a twist of the wrist turned upwards and crossed legs. It is often ambiguous as to whether they are falling into sleep, death, or waking from it. A twist of the wrist turned upwards and crossed legs. A twist of the wrist turned upwards and crossed legs. A twist of the wrist turned upwards and crossed legs. A twist of the wrist.